Here we are, exam room 3. Just hop up on the table there and I'll be right with you. Okay, so first I'm just going to take your blood pressure. Relax this arm a little, please. Good, just leave it limp like that. Excellent. Now I'll take your pulse. A little nervous, are you? That's all right. I promise. It won't hurt at all. You'll be my third patient today. All right, now. Down to business. As you know, the procedure that you're going to have here doesn't require a doctor. But for insurance purposes, since we have had some of the machines broken, there is someone required to be here with you. If you're uncomfortable with having me present, or if you would like to see a doctor for any reason, go ahead and tell me. I promise I won't be offended, and I'll go get one. If you're comfortable enough, we can start whenever you're ready. Okay? So, how would you like to do it? I can get you a robe, or you don't have to unclothe if you don't want to. Alright, I'll just get the materials ready while you go ahead and get more comfortable then. Now, I see in your file that you use the 1.1. There have been quite a few improvements since that model, so I would be very interested in your feedback on the matter. I think that you'll find that it's much more comfortable, and just overall better designed. All right. Now, the usual procedure is I would help you in getting an erection. Make sure that the seal is appropriately tight so that the machine can do its work. Just be with you to make sure that you're comfortable. As long as that's all right with you, I can start. Okay. So just lean back. Relax. I want you to lean back on the exam table. It's better to be able to relax all the muscles. Good. Just back like that. Do you need an extra pillow? Okay. Now just relax. I'm just going to manipulate your penis a bit here until we get a good solid erection. Do you mind having your testicles stroked? I found that sometimes that can help. Oh, good. There we go. This is going to be a good one, I can tell. Are they usually this plump? Or have you been holding out? You have? Well, good. It'll be an extra good loaf, then. There we are. Very nice. Now, just let me loop up the tube. Good. Okay. So I'm going to slide this on. It might be a little chilly at first, even though I had it in the warmer, but it'll warm up to skin temperature very quickly. So, deep breath. Here we go. No, the vacuum's not on yet. I'll turn that on as soon as we're seated properly. Very nice. That's a good fit. All right. Now just relax, and I'll start the machine. There we go. Is that comfortable? Good. Just relax. Let the machine do the work. I wish all my patients were as good at this as you are. I see you're getting harder. Very good. Do you want me to, touch your testicles? Rub them, maybe? As long as it'll help. Like that? Very good. You're getting twitchy. Oh, I'm not tickling you, am I? Oh, good. I hate being tickled. I know how that is. Is it still comfortable? The suction's still good. So the seal is good and strong. Excellent. As you can see, this one has a much more smooth suction compared to the 1.1. I find that people really prefer this model. I think this is the one we're going to go into production with. Of course, you didn't hear that from me. Your thighs are getting quivery. Are you close? Is there anything I can do to help? Now, it's very important that you don't strain, of course. Just let the machine do the work. Let me get in closer to your testicles. Get a better view. These are quite plump and tender. I can feel you throbbing in time with the suction. It's regulated by your heartbeat. There are sensors just just above the seal. Look how hard you are. You must be getting very, very close. I'm just going to put my fingers around the base of your penis to check the seal. Don't want to miss anything. Yep, still going strong. Good. Now relax. That's it, just relax. Here, grab my hand. Just let it come. There. There we go. Let's get it all milked out of you. Very good. Ooh, that's a lot. There we go. Just relax. It's going to wind down on its own. Like I said, regulated by your heartbeat. That's good. Very good. Are you too sensitive, or can I remove the machine? Okay. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. I'll try not to tickle. There we are. I'll just get you cleaned up. There we go. Go ahead and put your clothes back on while I label these vials. Dr. Eberhard really had a breakthrough with the sensors in the tube. Well, just outside of them, actually. Well, the last iteration of the machine actually had a little bit of a bug, but we fixed it quick. Instead of properly speeding up with your heartbeat, it sort of did the opposite. It slowed down. Anyway, it ended up having the effect of keeping the poor men on edge for, well, luckily it was only about 20 minutes, but you know, that's one of the reasons that they put us in the room with you now, just to make sure everything goes okay and goes smoothly. Yeah. If Dr. Eberhard hadn't come in, I have no doubt that it could have kept that poor man on edge for hours. Can you believe some of the girls are actually amused by that? I think it's just mean. There we go. All labeled, and you are all set. So, just go ahead right out down the hall. Stop at the window and tell Tina that you're done, and we will see you next month. Thank you.